Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, I'm so glad you've joined me on today's weekday podcast. Today we're talking about compassion and comfort. You know, those two things seem like they ought to be hand in glove, but I've discovered that they are two uniquely different experiences in our life. They're different emotionally, and they're different physically. The scriptures say in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning of verse 3, "Praise be to the God our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God." Do you see a theme in these two verses? Yes. And that is the sense that compassion and comfort that truly is compassionate and offers great comfort come from God Himself through us. I know people who are more naturally compassionate than I am. I know folks that are far better at offering comfort than I am. I have become aware over my years of ministry and service that there are so many folks that have determined that the way of being an American is to have compassion but may not have to reach out and offer comfort. Well, I believe this text where Paul is writing to the church in Corinth says we should give praise to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Creator, our Sustainer, the Heavenly Father that we speak with. I believe that we are to bring praise because He is the Heavenly Father of compassion, and He is the God of all, that being the key word, those three letters, A-L-L, all comfort. Now listen to how the text, as Paul describes it, the way God comforts, who comforts us in, again, here's that word, all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in, listen to this three-letter word, any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive. So if we were to break this down in as we see this in relation to COVID-19 and how America and the world is fighting this coronavirus, let us first praise God, knowing that He is the Father of the Lord Jesus and the Father of compassion and the comfort of all, or compassion and the God of all comfort. Friend, listen, this is what's so beautiful about the Lord and why this is where we should run to first and foremost in this battle against COVID-19, and how we as a society can find hope and encouragement in the middle of these uncertain times. We first bring praise to the God and Father of the Lord Jesus. We bring praise to God, our Creator. Lord, we love You. We trust You. We praise You. We thank You that in the midst of all this, You are at work. We recognize that He is the Father of all compassion, that we can see people as followers of Jesus in need and have a desire, a deep desire, that is birthed within us by the Spirit of God at work inside of us to go do comforting work for seniors, for single moms, for folks that are ill, for folks that are afraid. We have the opportunity and the responsibility to trust and praise God, our Father, because of compassion and comfort. Why? Because He modeled that by being a God who is compassionate for all and provides comfort for all. But that allows us to know that not everybody knows to turn to Him. Listen to the rest of this text in verse 4, who comforts us in all our troubles. When you know people that you normally come in contact with that may not have a faith system that includes the Lord Jesus, what a perfect time in the midst of uncomfortable times to offer Him as comfort in their trouble so that they can be a comfort to others. Isn't that our call as believers? That Jesus has come into our life and infiltrated our times, whether they're good or bad, or whether they're peaceful or turbulent, so that we might be able to offer comfort to any others. And listen to this. I love how this ends. That we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. This is how God does his multiplication work of comfort. As a believer, he comforts my soul in times of trouble. I get full to the brim of his power and his presence to the degree that it can spill out of my life onto those around me who need comfort and compassion. My friend, I'm so glad you've joined me on today's Cup of Encouragement, and I look forward to seeing you back again tomorrow on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.